Rise and Climb with Anna, as I share stories of hope and healing through hardship to help you overcome the obstacles you face today. Whether you are a teen, single adult, parenting, or just simply learn best through stories, this podcast will keep you inspired to answer to the call to rise and climb to any occasion life throws at you. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. I apologize for it being a little longer than I like to get a podcast out, but we got hit with a bug and Michael and I were down for 2+ weeks. And man, was that not fun. But I'm back, mostly. And today's interview is with David and Caitlin Beiser. Not only are they friends and colleagues and trainers and health gurus I love to consult, they also are people of faith and just some great people to have in my life. And so I wanted to interview them because I know their journeys of health and what they've had to overcome to get to where they are. And I love how they use their pain and their experience to form their passion and their purpose now. And you'll pick that up through the story. But I also wanted to interview them and help understand taking that step of faith when you feel called. And in the midst of a crazy time of COVID, opening up a gym in personal training and strength center that requires gym equipment that they have to acquire, and just all the aspects of rising and climbing while being a small business owner is just very inspiring. And so I hope you learn as much from them as I learn from them, just being in their lives. And all of their information is in the show notes, so please check them out and let us know if you have any questions. Enjoy. All right, everybody, I am here with David and Caitlin Beiser. We are at their Atlas Strength and Wellness studio. They'll tell you a little bit about themselves. I love them. They're some of my favorite health peers, mentors. They have really helped me with rehabilitating my knee and hip. And I not only love what they do and where they've come from, but I love their stories. And since this is all about rising and climbing and overcoming, I just think their story highlights that in general. So with no further ado, I'm going to let them introduce themselves. David will go first. That's my name for him. You have to call him David. David and Caitlin, you guys can introduce yourselves and go ahead.
Thanks, Anna. Yeah. So as Anna mentioned, my name is David. My wife here, Caitlin, together we own and run Atlas Strength and Wellness in Appleton, Wisconsin. And we actually are a relatively new business. We're only a couple years old, but we are doing a good job of establishing ourselves. God is really blessing us in this endeavor.
Yeah. Amen. big amen. My name is Caitlin, and yes, we are thrilled to be here with Anna. Yeah. What an amazing invitation to be a part of Rise and Climb. And I have to say, when she asked us to be a part of it, I had to think for a moment, why? It's been kind of a whirlwind the last 2.5 years that mm-hmm. Atlas has been around, and we're really looking forward to what comes next and how God wants to use us. Mm-hmm. So a little bit about Atlas. Prior to Atlas, I worked in the corporate fitness, corporate wellness world for about 7 years, give or take, and really just always knew I wanted to be an exercise and health professional. Mm-hmm. I remember teaching group fitness classes, basically going up to the local rec department instructor and asking if I could teach part of her class. So I just always was fascinated by movement and what the body's capable of, and I was an athlete, played tennis, and all those things, and so just always really wanted to learn more in this area, and I'll let David kind of share a bit of his background, and then we'll kind of...
Well, first, we're not going to go into your whole relationship story.
Oh, that's another podcast.
Oh, that is a complete other podcast.
But hey, that's going to be the more interesting one.
For the record,
more entertaining one.
That would be. Not that I'm all about taking credit, but let's give credit where credit is due. I had to painfully watch from the sidelines Caitlin pretend she didn't like David and then talk to me about her relationships. Yep. And all I could think about is, this would be so much easier if you just finally got together with David. So, you know, I think a lot of my subliminal messages in my listening to you and giving advice were, David, David. So it was fun. I knew them when they were not David and Caitlin Beiser. And so it's been really great to get a sidelines to their story. So I know bits and pieces, but I'm sure I will learn more. So what I really want to capture is you have some, I don't want to say cutting edge health philosophies. I don't think that's the right word. But I think you guys definitely think outside the box from different perspectives of health. And that just doesn't happen overnight. So if you could tell the story and the journey of how you got there, highlighting what those health philosophies even are and why you got to the conclusion, knowing that probably in 5 years things will evolve even mm-hmm. more. But let's hear the background to it now.
Sure. it really kind of started, my journey really kind of started back when I was actually just going to college. I was actually not in the health and exercise field. I was actually going to college to be a missionary pilot. And, you know, while I was in there, I was at Moody Aviation. At that time, it was down in Elizabethan, Tennessee. I was about 2 years in. I had my private pilot's license, but I was going to go for my instrument rating and my commercial before going out to the mission field. And then I came down with Crohn's disease. And so I couldn't fly anymore. It was pretty severe. I took some time off, and to make a long story short, I almost died. And after I had that...
we want to know how you almost died. Like, car accident? Was somebody... Was it Fast and Furious? Like, somebody after your life?
Oh, that would be way more interesting. Yeah. No, it's not quite that that exciting. But basically, you know, things got so bad to the point where my small intestine actually ruptured, and I didn't really know what was happening. I was going through a lot of pain at the time. So I tried to endure it for as long as I could, but then I had somebody eventually drive me to the emergency room, and then they rushed me from that hospital to another hospital that could actually do the surgery, basically take out a foot and a half of my small intestine, sew me up, and that was pretty much it. So,
is that common, people almost dying, or were you just stubborn and not going in for help?
That was probably more me being stubborn. Okay. what had happened was,
Caitlin wants to say something.
Let me tell it, right? So, what they actually found was that part of my large intestine had come loose and got entangled up with the small intestine.
Okay.
And so it wasn't that the Crohn's per se was the only factor mm-hmm. in my small intestine rupturing. It was probably a combination of both of those things happening. Okay. And so I wouldn't say that it's a common thing, mm-hmm. But it would explain why a lot of the drugs that they were putting in me weren't working.
Oh, sure.
So because it was just being aggravated by mm-hmm. that additional issue. Mm-hmm. So it was so after that, I mean, here I am, you know, in my early 20s, and the doctors were just saying, live a low-stress lifestyle, don't go back to school, get a regular job, and just try to survive as best you can. And, you know, and I didn't want to accept that answer, so I ended up, that's actually what I think God used to redirect my life into mm-hmm. that health and exercise field, because at that time, I had to figure out how to overcome this myself, because the doctors didn't, at that time especially, didn't really know a lot mm-hmm. about how to help somebody with Crohn's disease, and the nutritionists also didn't know mm-hmm. much at the time. So, so then after that, I started basically, grabbing whatever books or resources I could on, alternative, holistic health methods, mm-hmm. In order to try to, regain my strength. And mm-hmm. so, over a period of time, I got back on my feet. I learned a lot. And I actually, got my personal training certification before I actually went back to school. I went to the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point for health promotion and wellness.
Okay.
because I wasn't just interested in exercise. I wanted to know about stress management, nutrition, and all those different aspects. And then after that, is when I got into the more of the strength and conditioning, some of the corrective exercise, and combining that with healthy lifestyle. And then later on, I went to grad school for that too, after working in the field for a couple years. So, you know, over the years, you know, it's a lot of continuing education, a lot of listening to different experts, looking at different research, and really try to figure out, you know, how to best help people, you know, as well as myself, right? So, you know, so it's not like I will still struggle with some digestive issues from time to time because, you know, I'm missing a foot and a half of my small intestine, you know, so I'm trying to, you know, stay up on everything. But anyway, after I graduated, then, you know, I was focusing a lot on trying to combine the exercise with the stress management and some of that nutrition piece, and, you know, as well as other factors like hydration, mindset, sleep, all of those different things that are very, very important. And a lot of the clients that were coming to me, though, you know, needed that information. So that's what actually spurred me on to continue, you know, educating myself, even though I was doing a lot better. And so a lot of that knowledge just sort of developed over the years of always just, again, trying to continue my education as other experts in the field were coming up with more and more of these ideas. So a lot of this is just looking at really what other experts and researchers are showing. So I definitely would want to give credit where credit's due. It's not like I'm coming up with these things. So
you're deciphering it.
Right.
So then what made you realize, because I think part of the reason why my recovery, I'm doing so well here, is because of your approach to things. So I want to get into kind of Caitlin's background too, but I want you to think about what it was that made you realize kind of mainstream exercise coaching, PT isn't working, and that sort of thing.
Sure. Yeah, so a lot of the people who were coming to me had some of these complex issues that, you know, they weren't getting solved by physical therapists or chiropractors. Not that there aren't some very, very good chiropractors and physical therapists out there. It's just that they were more interested in exercise and getting fit and getting strong. And so, you know, that's what led me deeper and deeper and deeper down the into that area of corrective exercise and trying to combine it with the strength and conditioning or the fitness. And so the more that I was seeing what was in the fitness industry, the more I was seeing the gap. If somebody was in pain, they could go to a physical therapist or a chiropractor. But when they're done with them and they want to go back into the gym, the current education or the people coming out with certifications and degrees really didn't know what to do with these people. There is still a lot of the old school mentality of your typical strength and conditioning, bodybuilding, you know, athletic development, which is all great. But if the person is struggling with, you know, muscle imbalances, prior injuries, and things like that, they go in, they try to actually start working out and be fit, and then they get re-injured. Or they just have this chronic nagging issues, and they can't seem to bust through some plateaus, or they can't seem to lose weight, you know, so, or they can't seem to regain the energy that they once had. And so that's what, that's where I just kept digging deeper and deeper. So eventually then, you know, it really came down to a whole person approach. So when somebody comes in, it's really looking at every person very uniquely. So everybody's an individual and they have their own unique, you know, posture and set of muscle imbalances and, you know, areas where they've had previous injuries that could be affecting their posture and how they hold themselves, how they squat, how they deadlift, and everything like that. And so a lot of what the assessment, for example, the assessment that we do is trying to do is pick out those areas where somebody really needs to work on. Where are the weak links? So that we're not going to just simply throw them into a hard exercise routine. We're only going to carefully select the exercises that they can start doing to help avoid any, you know, aggravating any, you know, joint issues or muscle imbalances that are there. So in the process, we end up, you know, in a nutshell, correcting the muscle imbalances as we're getting the person stronger, as we're, you know, we teach them basically how to, you know, how to squat correctly, how to bend correctly, how to push correctly, how to pull correctly, and then just slowly bringing them on that fitness journey, so that it's always a process of training into better posture and training into, you know, minimizing muscle imbalances and becoming stronger and more coordinated.
Well, that's how results come, is just making sure that you and a qualified coach can really take a look at what is the overall stress on the person, the individual, because that's where the results happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's stressed, pun intended, enough. Yeah. I mean, it really does need to be considered. And as David mentioned, you know, we don't just put people through a workout without really being very intentional about it. And I think that's actually sometimes the hardest part for the client is to realize, hey, we might need to take a couple steps back.
Yes.
We might need to retrain your nervous system. We might need to get the coordination where it needs to be. And it might be frustrating initially. Maybe you experienced that a little bit.
Oh my gosh, I'm breathing. Paying these guys to tell me to breathe.
Well, we all
got to
start somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's, but that's where, and we, I don't know if we want to go into kind of what that all means, like the phasic and tonic muscles and stuff like that. Yeah. But basically it is educating the client in his or her own body and helping them better manage the overall stress that they're under so that the body can actually perform like they want it to. And I think one of the reasons that I was really, you know, drawn to David as a mentor before dating was because I saw it myself being a qualified personal trainer in the industry for many years and being in the fitness industry mainstream and loving it, absolutely loving it. But I wanted to get my clients results. I didn't want to be the personal trainer that just, you know, keeps working them out and giving any false promise. I really wanted my words to mean something. And I knew that, oh my goodness, I have some pain in my early 20s. That's not supposed to be there. I'm supposed to know how to manage that already. Yeah. And hey, you know, nutrition isn't really where it should be. I know that there's things I need to learn about nutrition and, you know, starting to understand the importance of science-based supplementation, how that is so needed nowadays, and hormone balance and all the things, right? So I knew that David got results with his clients. And so I asked him if I could shadow him and learn from him. And that's when I realized there was a lot I didn't know and I wanted to get in on the know.
Well, so thanks for bringing that up, Caitlin, because that's an important aspect that actually does frustrate some of the people that come to us, because they, you know, we all have goals. People want to get stronger, they want to lose weight, you know, they want to, you know, train for a certain, you know, sport or athletic, you know, performance level. And a lot of times they come in with so much stress from all sources. So we can think of stress from, you know, poor quality sleep, stress from poor nutrition, stress from over-exercising for many years. And so a lot of times, you know, we need to actually, you know, pull the person back. And sometimes they're a little surprised at the low exercise volume or the, you know, if we have to lower the intensity of what they're currently working out at when they see us, you know, so we're kind of reining them in a little bit so that they have a chance to recover from the stress that they're under, the mental, emotional stress, the, you know, all sources of stress, to bring that overall stress load down. Then the person can recover and they actually end up sometimes they actually make more progress by actually decreasing the exercise volume, not increasing it, or actually decreasing the intensity for a little bit rather than increasing it, because, you know, even if somebody understands that, hey, if I exercise too much, it's going to push me to overtraining, they don't consider that, well, maybe I have a good exercise volume for an average person, but because of my poor sleep patterns, because of, you know, my other unhealthy, you know, habits or lifestyle choices.
What are some of the most common unhealthy patterns you guys face with people coming in here?
I think one of the most common ones is, you know, people fill their lives mm-hmm. with just too much stuff. Mm-hmm. We live in a society where, you know, there's a lot of expectations put on people, or people perceive that those expectations are put on them. And they got to do this here. They got to do this here. They got to be this for this person and be that for that person and mm-hmm. and fulfill all of these, you know, things. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but, you know, we walk outside and our society has all these distractions for us. And so mm-hmm.
We don't even have to walk outside. Yeah. Some of the distractions. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we wake up and look right. at our phone. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so. You know, sometimes, you know, people need to actually, you know, make those hard decisions of cutting things out.
What's a priority?
Yeah.
What's a priority? What are my values?
Right, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So cutting things out a little bit, at least for a time being, and then focusing on taking the time to actually be healthy.
Yeah.
Taking the time to actually get to sleep on time. You know, and getting up with the sun and
drinking
mm-hmm. enough water each day. So the common things I think are going to be, you know, besides just being overloaded mentally and emotionally mm-hmm. every day, the other common things are just simply poor sleep quality, not getting to bed on time.
Or the sleep hygiene, mm-hmm. we like to call yep. it. Yep. What is their sleep hygiene?
Yeah. And, yeah. you know, dehydration and, mm-hmm. Not eating. You know, not even eating a nutrition plan yeah. that is
suited for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Caitlin, you just lived the physiological load, too much stress. You don't just talk about it. You lived it. You experienced it. So why don't you kind of back up to where your journey really started, where you loved it. You kind of already shared. You knew David was getting results. You knew other people weren't. So, I mean, you really are following in his shadow. Now, couldn't get more. But what, you said you started to realize your body hurt. Mm-hmm. And so you just started learning from David. And then where did that take you?
So I was teaching group fitness classes and doing my own workouts. I mean, we're talking 1 to 4 group fitness classes a day.
Wow.
My off day, in air quotes, was yeah. basically a power yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believed, and I believe that a lot of people fall into this. And so that's what was so alarming for me, is that I went to school for exercise science, health mm-hmm. promotion, and it just made me sad for people mm-hmm. who knew less, right? I mm-hmm. had a lot to learn, but for somebody who doesn't go to school for this, they're just being told what's in mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm exercising 6-7 days a week, and my job required me to teach a lot of group fitness. I loved it. And I truly have always been a stickler for technique mm-hmm. and, you know, proper, you know, form mm-hmm. and everything. And so I always did continue my education. I always did look into these things. And it was just amazing that I was having neck and low back pain that I didn't know how to resolve. And I knew that it wasn't something I needed to see a chiropractor or physical mm-hmm. therapist for at the time, because at the time I thought, oh, well, this is, you know, I'll just stretch. I'll just do, you know, and so I could get
do
myself.
More of what you're already doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just was like, well, this is just it. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. But it got to the point where, yes, I was looking for answers. I did go to a physical therapist for some insight, and, basically, I was invited to the university David was an instructor at, and I was invited to do a presentation there. And that's when I recalled, oh my goodness, I know that he knows what he's talking about. And yeah. I basically asked if he would take some time with me, and he picked out some of my muscle imbalances right on the spot, asked me if I had pain in the exact places I did. And I just from there wanted to learn how he knew how to assess these yeah. things, what to look for. That was beyond some of the basic things in you know, the strength conditioning world that I can get in a book. I wanted to know how to put together an exercise program precisely for these kinds of things, and that's where the corrective exercise came in. So,
David, you really took one for the team that day in assessing Caitlin's imbalances. I know that must have been very difficult for you. So, okay, so let's talk about the corrective exercises, because sounds like, David, you really saw the need in the community. Mm-hmm. You felt the need in your life and then also applied that to what you know and what you didn't see in the community. So then where did the corrective exercise go from there? Was it like, aha, I'll go and see this person? Did you seek a lot of different people out? You learn from David, Caitlin. So yeah, let's talk about that.
Well, the corrective exercise really, I've learned a lot of that from, you know, a number of different sources. One of which is the Czech Institute. Mm-hmm. So they go quite deep into mm-hmm. not just simply the corrective exercise, but they really go into how to combine that with lifestyle coaching, mm-hmm. Making healthy lifestyle choices and changes, and also the strength and conditioning. Mm-hmm. And that is really that's the challenge, is to really blend the exercises and stretches that somebody really needs to do to achieve, you know, a better balanced body, you mm-hmm. know, as well as still trying to get stronger in those, in even just simply the basic lifts,
yeah.
right? In, you know, the basic fitness. So really that corrective exercise is looking at, you know, where is your body holding tension where it's throwing other parts of the body off, or where are there mobility limitations, and then, you know, with resultant compensation patterns. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if someone cannot properly extend or straighten their upper back, they're not going to really have good shoulder function going when they're trying to put their arms overhead, mm-hmm. right? Or if they don't have good rotation in the spine, that's really going to affect the shoulder joint. Or if there's issues in the neck, that's going to affect the shoulder joint. So, you know, looking at the whole, you know, the body as a whole. So, you know, so I wouldn't, so it's really just being very careful about the exercise selection, so that if somebody comes in and they have those restrictions, for example, in the upper back, right, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be giving them shoulder presses, mm-hmm. right? And if they've got a really kyphotic posture where their shoulders are really coming forward and their head's coming forward, if they have that typical, like, upper cross syndrome, I'm not going to be giving them a lot of push exercises. Bench press is not going to be in their routine. Mm-hmm. So they're going to really be focused on a lot of pulling exercises that are done correctly in a coordinated way. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of where, you know, we can use a regular exercise or just simply, you know, change the exercise programming to do some of the correction for us, even though they're still functional exercises. Other times we do need to actually slow down and include some isolation exercises in the program just to help somebody strengthen a muscle and then reintegrate it into a functional movement pattern.
And I've experienced that, and you definitely do that very well. So, Caitlin, you obviously have learned a great deal, but what I've seen you almost transform the most in is lifestyle and slowing down. And going from not only, you know, four workouts a day to, I just can't even teach that anymore because it just promotes too much imbalances. But also, your philosophy on eating and diet and nutrition and your encounter with Lyme's and really, so life made you slow down. So can you speak to that a little bit in that journey? Because that was really a rise and climb journey.
Whew, we're going there.
Yeah.
Talk about how the Lord works in amazing ways, because I believe that He allowed challenges, trials to come into my life I would say for both of us, the challenges that we've gone through truly, I believe, are so that we can share and help, you know, if He would like to use us as mm-hmm. tools, we want to help others in those same areas if we can. And I would say when I was realizing some of the chronic pain in my 20s. That was the start of it. I couldn't believe that when David wrote up a first exercise program for me, and I was the one, you guys, I was the one that was like, well, I'll just add this to it, and I'll skip that one. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, he might ask me to perform the exercise, and then I can't. No, I was, you know, and here's me, a personal trainer. I write up exercise programs, so no, I did very very close to the same workout program, but no, it really was amazing how as soon as I started doing these new exercises to me, they were new to me. Mm-hmm. I was fatigued in ways that it was just different. I could tell different muscles were working, and so I trusted the process, which is a phrase we love to use with people. Trust the process. I stopped adding exercises to what he gave me, probably because at one point he said, don't add it, don't change it, don't do anything in addition to this. Your physiological load, the amount of stress you're under, can't handle it. So if it's for your job, your career, and you have to do so, but see if you can, you know, find other ways to coach a class without participating, whatever. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I cut my exercise down in half or maybe even more, and I started losing body fat without changing anything else. Mm-hmm. And the pain was gone.
Yeah.
And it just lit a fire in me that everyone has to know this.
Yeah.
Because I have more time. I still can exercise, which I love. I don't have to give up exercise. I don't have to, you know, lose the things that I love. But it just started this transforming process in me of, what else is there that is negatively impacting my body, or what's missing that I need to add in? Mm-hmm. And so I just was very passionate about learning more about supplementation and nutrition and just healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. How does a healthy lifestyle play into all of it? And of course, God. I mean, he was working on me through the whole process. And after many years of, in my opinion, improving my lifestyle habits, getting even healthier, I thought I was healthy when all this started, mind you, and I truly had a lot of success, got a lot stronger, and truly was having a lot of fun. And then a couple pretty big stressors, negative stressors came into life that was totally out of my control. And that happens to all of us, things you can't, you know, plan for. And it truly set me down a high stress load that was unexpected, out of nowhere. I mean, I went from deadlifting 175 pounds correctly to not even being able to pick up myself in a matter of a month.
Yeah.
And that was... that brought me to my knees.
Yeah.
So it brought me to my knees in that I knew the Lord, and I'm so thankful I knew the Lord at that time, because I just pray for those that don't know him, because if I would have gone through that without him, I don't know that I'd be here. So
what helped you, said the Lord helped you through that time. What were the other practical steps? I mean, what did that look like?
That looked like a supportive husband who never left my side, who was a cheerleader and a handholder and a hugger and someone who was not going to give up until we found more answers. And I had some mainstream medical doctors tell me I was crazy, want to put me on antidepressants, and it just was quite another rabbit hole, because we didn't know, obviously, exactly what we're dealing with. For those that don't know, chronic Lyme disease is the great deceiver. It masks itself as many other different types of chronic illness. So you kind of find yourself chasing your tail, or I use the analogy on the roller coaster. And it just really meant digging into what we already knew about managing exercise, mindset, sleep, nutrition, and just took it to a whole nother level. So,
Well, that's what I love about your stories is every roadblock has led you to be better mm-hmm. people individually, more healthy in of yourselves, and then you take that and you share it with others. Right. It's like the epitome of rise and mm-hmm. climb in that yeah. journey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, Caitlin and I often talk about how, you know, a lot of the struggles that we've been through, you know, God gives us those to, you know, to get us to dig deeper, mm-hmm. To learn more. Not that we can be doctors or give medical advice, obviously, but, you know, we can at least, you know, give people alternative, mm-hmm. You know, places to go if they aren't getting help. You know, but also it enables us to empathize mm-hmm. with the people who are walking in the door, right? Mm-hmm. So
they don't have to go on the journey alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So.
So what we've kind of alluded to it, but I want you to share, you know, a specific story and a time and how God or your faith brought you through it during a hard moment. And I asked you this, so I hope you guys are prepared to,
yeah, sure.
to share.
Yeah. There's actually been a lot of things in my life. You know, kind of going back to, you know, when I had Crohn's disease, and technically I still have it, but, you know, back when I was really suffering from it, before I even started this whole journey of trying to heal myself, mm-hmm. right? That was a very trying time for me that God brought me through, because I was in pain every day, mm-hmm. you know, and in fact, at one point I was living off of weight gainer and baby food because I just couldn't, you know, handle anything else. But, you know, God was always with me through that. And it was, you know, it was, I want to, you know, it's really the faith that he gave me, you know, mm-hmm. to trust in him, to make it through there and not give up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've had a number of setbacks, you know, but you know, you know, it's like what the Bible says, you know, we count it all joy when we experience these trials because God is using these trials to teach us patience and endurance mm-hmm. and to strengthen our faith. You know, but even just looking more recently, you know, we actually started our business. I mean, I've been seeing clients for many years, but, you know, it's always been in kind of on the side, mm-hmm. right? We started our business actually during COVID. And, you know, we were really not sure whether we should take that leap. And it was a lot of prayer. And we really felt like God was directing us on that path. And
yeah, so, I'm chuckling because it's just when we say that phrase, it's interesting how many people have said, wow, what a time.
Crazy.
What a time to start a brick and mortar business.
Right,
you know, you're breathing in people's faces.
Yeah. Yep. In customer service.
Yeah. Right.
But truly we saw it as the only time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really all God's timing.
Yep.
And you know, and then even after that, you know, we felt like we were you know, really kind of stepping out of our comfort zone with that. And you know, slowly building up, trying to get ahead there. We didn't take out any business loans. We were basically using, you know, our savings account.
Mm-hmm. Spending as we earn.
Yep, spending as we earn and everything. And then there was another setback in which the place where we were, you know, training people, we were renting that from another person who basically came out and said at one point, you know, hey, I want my space to myself. I want you out in, I think it was like 3 weeks that he gave us.
Yeah.
You know, so there was, you know, and we were using his exercise equipment. So we had 3 weeks to find another space and, you know, find exercise equipment during COVID.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, we're all over, yeah. like, we're
and
all.
And we have a client yeah. load at this time.
Yeah. You yeah. and everybody else trying to find
exercise equipment. Yeah. But, you know, like, you know, everything, I mean, it was, you know, it felt like a stressful time, but, you know, really, you know, God led us to everything that we needed.
Truly mm-hmm. did.
So
amazing.
We and found we had the facility. Such gracious, we found the equipment.
And, we had such gracious patient clients
yeah.
for them being willing to see us in very humble beginnings.
Yes, yeah. very humble beginnings. That's a good way of putting it.
Oh, that's so great. I hope you really documented those moments and can look back and tell the kids, you know, about it more.
So, Caitlin, what would you say your kind of specific stories are with God intervening and you just and getting you through a difficult time?
Personally or in business?
Either or.
Well, I think my share with Limes is the one that's, I mean, the life-changing, obviously. But other time, I mean, the Lord intervenes every day. But I would say in business, it's pretty incredible how with us being family-owned, family-operated, both of us invested in this business, you know, it's not that common to see husband and wife starting a business from the ground up. That's that, you know, that is our income. It pays all the bills, home life, all of it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's been days where we're just not quite sure how this is going to work. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the Lord provides in incredible ways, such as, you know, we were able to apply for different opportunities to learn more about how to grow our business in ways that we didn't know, without, you know, a fee, or we actually, I think I was doing dishes when I saw an email come through about us winning a grant, and I think I just was never happier doing the dishes.
I gotta do the dishes more often.
So just, you know, these moments that you just feel like he's really listening.
Yeah.
And I think it's teaching, I know it's teaching me in so many ways. I need to wake up every morning and trust that he will provide.
Yeah.
And let the worry fade, because that's not what he wants for us.
So how can people find you? What should they expect if they would come to see you?
Yeah.
Why would they come to you versus somebody else?
That's a good question.
I mean, only weirdos like Anna come to you.
Yeah. We love when Anna comes
to us. We love Anna. No, we are currently located at 1117 North Badger Avenue in Appleton. You know, we might be moving.
Breaking news.
We might be moving. We're just in the final review of leasing a different facility, you know, close, still in the area, yeah, close by. You know, but you can find us on atlasstrengthwellness.com, and
we're also on social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram,
which I can all do the links in the show notes.
Yeah. But you know, why somebody would come see us is, you know, really, if you know, our goal with every client, with every person that comes to see us, we want to not just, you know, coach them, but to educate them so that they understand these concepts in corrective exercise and strength and conditioning, or other, and how lifestyle behaviors impact their overall health, so that they can make these choices for their own sake, so they don't need us. Right. Mm-hmm. So we're not in the business of just, you know, saying, hey, come in, I'm going to work you out, I'm going to get you stronger, but I'm not going to teach you anything, you're always going to need me. No, we want people to eventually not even need us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no shortage of people. Mm-hmm. And we want to help as many people as we can.
Right. Yes. And, you know, and I think that, you know, what I would encourage a lot of people to do who think if they might be interested in this is, you know, to come see us, or to pass this information on to those who want to learn how to exercise correctly for their body before they're in pain, not after they've sustained, you know, some kind of chronic nagging injury and now they're trying to get out of it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, you know, and that's a hard thing, because a lot of times people at the gym don't know that they're doing something incorrectly or something that's hurting their bodies until it's 2 or 3 years later, and then they wonder what happened, because, you know.
Well said, David.
You know, because, like, you know, you can go into the gym and somebody can be squatting incorrectly for 3 years and not even know it, and then all of a sudden their hip or knee or low back hurts. Mm-hmm. Well, they might not associate that with, you know,
many years of poor technique,
right? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So preventatively.
Preventative. Yep.
Typically, it's not.
We're
a very reactive society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've heard you say you often get the cases because nothing else worked. Yeah. So you're
David, fix me. nobody else was able to, but somehow you're supposed to be able to.
Well, and this is where the continuing education, he still does, like he said, he's always studying the things based on who, you know, what pushes him is being able to help the people that are walking in the door. I don't think there's a night that goes by where I don't hear him say, man, I gotta get so-and-so better. I just can't wait to help so-and-so. Yeah. And I need to look into this. And, you know, this, I just want this person to be feeling better by now. Like, what am I missing? And that's his heart.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think that, like I said before, I think, you know, God is, you know, God uses this to kind of push us to, you know, to keep digging deeper because nobody has all the answers. Yeah. And, you know, there are people who walk in the door and I don't have the answers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody needs movement and everybody needs to improve lifestyle. You know, and if somebody's dealing with, you know, injury or inflammation, lifestyle becomes all the more important.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's where we have to start. We don't even get to the exercise. Right.
And then a lot of times, you know, sometimes we need to, you know, refer out so that we're working with, you know, we're working with another physical therapist or, you know, medical massage therapist or chiropractor to try to get this person, you know, we're kind of putting our heads together to try to figure out, hey, you know, how can we really get this person better?
That's been a huge blessing is I just have to shout out to any of the professionals who might be listening to this who are so willing to listen to other professionals who really have the client's best interest at heart, because we've had some fantastic physical therapists, chiropractors, other therapists who, when we call and say, hey, we have a mutual client, do you have some time to talk? That just means the world to us and the client when the client feels taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say you guys are very good at that. And there have been times, I think you've gone to conferences just for me. I mean, maybe I'm not that special, but you definitely, I've seen that. And I'm learning this technique and I love it. And sometimes I want to say, listen, it's kind of not you. I should probably do more of my stretches that you tell me to do. You know, just so you know, I'd like to think I'm doing well, but there's days I slack right in a row.
Which is human. Yes. Unexpected.
And that's right. You also are great too, because I never feel too much shame. No, but I really appreciate that. Is there anything else that you want to add before we wrap up? I think you guys did a great job sharing your story. Go check out the website and links and just even to get to know them. Maybe not for you if you're their listener, but somebody you know. Now, the only thing is you guys do not take insurance. These are cash-based, but I would say for what you do, you're very reasonable. And then somebody wants a consult with you. How does that work?
That's complimentary. We truly want to meet you and make sure that it is a good fit for both people. So all you need to do is give us a call or send us an email at info@atlasstrengthwellness.com and we'll set up a mutually convenient time. It takes about 20-30 minutes for that initial appointment.
And maybe this is one of the most important questions out of all this. Who is not an ideal client?
I would say that, you know, somebody who's not an ideal client is somebody who is not open-minded. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is not yet ready to make time to be stronger or to be healthy. So we have had some people walk in the door that, you know, either they think that they already know it all, you know, just to be blunt, you know, I mean, it's like,
none of us know it all.
Right. You know, it's just trying to get a sense of, you know, are they open-minded to understanding, hey, this is how I need to treat my body. Mm-hmm. I can't just beat it up all the time with hard exercise or, hey, I really do need to, you know, make some changes.
Yep.
Right. So it's really, you know, people who are ready to, you know, make the changes. Yep. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of times people wait until they're in pain to make mm-hmm. those changes, and that's what we're really encouraging people to do, is not wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't wait till you're sick or in pain to right. to really take ownership of your health. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say when I first started, I definitely was used to some hardcore workouts, and so it was very hard. What do you mean I'm not sweating this workout?
I get you.
Yeah, and you guys were good, and we'd talk about that. You'd make some changes that were appropriate, but in the beginning, my stretches, because I was learning them, they in my workout stuff would take about an hour and a half. And somebody who's not ready to put in that time, mm-hmm. you sacrifice something. It's either pain and comfort, you know, you sacrifice or time to get better. So I definitely would say somebody who's not willing to do that, and that's actually why Michael doesn't see you on a regular basis. Michael is not your ideal client.
He still and that's says, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. He still says, I know, I gotta do those stretches David said. So yeah, it's absolutely okay. It's not shameful. Yeah. It's not everybody's seasons. For me, it was my season because I realized it had been 7 years and it wasn't getting better. And I just thought, well, maybe this will get better. So, yeah, it definitely was right timing for me. So then I was an ideal client. Still am. Yeah. Except I keep getting pregnant and messing up our progress.
Well, as we talked about, that is a part of your dream.
Exactly. It's part of my goals. Yeah. I say, what are your goals? Well, to have another successful pregnancy. And David's, you know, jaw drops. He's like, oh, great. I mean, I know you're happy for me, but
yes,
it's funny.
I'm very happy for you.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give Rise and Climb a 5-star review or share it with someone you think who would equally enjoy it. If you also feel so led, you can support this podcast with either a one-time donation or monthly subscription to help pay for sound and editing equipment that helps produce more kingdom-driven and relevant to the times content. God bless. Whoa.